what our Mel Shanley does. He always helps people get what they want. Don't you, Mel?
Well, most of the time we try, anyway. We try.
Now, you are popping in today to have a chat about education funding. And as I was saying to you off air, I took last week off to get the two kids sorted for school. And I could have gone to Spain for the amount of money I had to spend between books, uniforms, shoes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And they're primary school. And it only gets more expensive. It doesn't get less expensive. Yeah. So you're here to tell us how we can avoid all that.
Well, we're probably, no? There's some parents probably throwing darts at pictures of us now on the wall because we're possibly too late at this stage to help some parents for this year. But yes, you know, paying for education funding, I sometimes laugh at that ad on the telly. You know, the one about Desi O'Malley who introduced free education back in the, was it the 50s or 60s or something like that? And I think it was probably cheaper when you had to pay for it than it is
now. True.
But anyway, yes, look, you know, starting at primary, never mind secondary, never mind third level, it's a horrible time of the year for parents who are running around with their hair on fire trying to find the funds or the money to pay for what needs to be paid for, books, you know, uniforms. You know, some schools have a particular type of uniform that's only available here and another one that's only available there. And then there's sporting equipment. And then there is, if you're into transition year now, we've won, you know, there are contributions to transition year. There are outings and events that they must attend or try to attend. And it really is a bit of a nightmare. Never mind then hopping up to the next level, a third level, where there's parents at the moment sitting around the kitchen table, probably in tears, trying to maybe come to terms with the fact that they're going to have to tell their son or daughter that they mightn't be able to go to college in Dublin or Galway or wherever they received their CAO offer from because they just don't have the money.
And it's a scary time. I found even last week, I probably was more pressured last week being off than had I been if I was in here for the week working.
Mm.
Purely because you're trying to pull it from everywhere and you think you have it sorted and then all of a sudden, oh, hang on, should they need shoes or hang on, oh, they need this type of book or they need that type of book.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, financial pressures on families is quite unfair, to be honest, when it comes to this. So what can people do, I suppose, as you said, we're probably too late for this year, but what can people do to prepare themselves in advance of these?
Yeah, well, look, maybe it's not too late, but just let's try and, you know, identify a couple of tips. I mean, let's start at the bottom. Let's start at people who are really, really struggling. And, you know, look, let's begin with the Vincent de Paul. You know, some people are very proud. Irish people are very proud people. Some people don't like asking for help. OK, but the Vincent de Paul are there. Right, all year round. It's not just about Christmas and that, and you see the ads on the telly and shivering children in the corner hoping that Santa will call and all this kind of thing. St. Vincent de Paul are there the whole time, okay? And there are people out there that probably don't realise that, and the St. Vincent de Paul are there to help people, you know, in this situation. And just, you know, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. Pick up the phone or knock on the door or ask who's involved in your local St. Vincent de Paul and go and talk to them. Because you'd be absolutely astonished the help that you could get from the St. Vincent de Paul for a start, okay? And it might be the difference between your child turning up in school this week or next week with the same shoes and clothes as everybody else. So as we know, the one thing that children are absolutely terrified of is being different.
Mm.
Children don't want to be different. And if they're different because their hair isn't cut or their shirt is torn or they're wearing last year's skirt or slacks or there's holes in their socks, I mean, it's horrible. And, you know, children, you know, like we talk about, you know, mental health issues. And I mean, I know I'm going off on a tangent here now, but like everything, you know, revolves around, you know, how children feel about themselves inside and heading off to school possibly for the first time or into secondary for the first time or into third level. So there's huge challenges. So starting at the bottom, do not be afraid to look for and ask for help from the likes of St. Vincent de Paul or any other agency that
absolutely.
You might think.
And it must be remembered as well, any of these services are dealt with in the strictest confidence as well anyway.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Don't be worried about doing it. Reach out. If you need a hand, reach out.
And nobody will know about it.
No, absolutely
unless you
not.
Want to tell them, nobody will know about it. Just on that as well, St. Vincent de Paul, also, look, if you are out there and you're a little bit flush and you have a fiver or a tenner or 20 quid or 50 quid that you can spare, you know, you can go online to St. Vincent de Paul and you can donate, or you can contact your local representatives of St. Vincent de Paul. Look, if you ask one or two questions around the locality, everybody knows, well, she's involved and he's involved and whatever. So if you can donate, do, right? Okay. Next step up from that is you're going to have to borrow money. If you're able to borrow money, right? Now, obviously, the likes of your credit union are your first port of call, because they're usually very, very amenable and helpful and liberal, I suppose, more liberal than banks and building societies and things like that when it comes to small short-term loans of a few hundred euros or maybe 500 euros or maybe even up to 1,000 euros. You might have a house full of kids that need to be set up for the coming year with books and shoes and tracksuits and whatever. So, like, go and talk to your local credit union. Go and talk to, you know, stay away from the money lenders. I mean, look, I come across it. I'm in this business 27 years. I come across people who will take money off anybody because they know that their children must come first and the well-being of their children must come first. So they will take money from wherever they can get it.
And people are very vulnerable at this time of year as well.
Incredibly vulnerable.
And they will, as you said, they will do whatever, as desperate as it is, they will do what needs to be done to get this done. But try and avoid something that's going to land yourself probably in long-term problems.
Yeah. Other things that might be helpful, okay, like you're borrowing money like that. One thing that we found is a nice opportunity for people to find money where they didn't think they had it before was pensions, right? Now, people think pensions are, oh, they're for when I'm 65 and I can't work anymore, I can't touch it, right? But if you've worked in a company and moved on or whatever, and you were over 50 years of age, you may have a little pension fund there someplace that you're possibly not sure of whether you can access or not. But talk to your advisors about that. You know, pull out the drawers and the files and see. You know, you have people now that might have worked in two or three different places over the years. They're now working in a different company. They may have accumulated two or three little small pension pots, and when they changed jobs, they just left them there. But when you're over 50 years of age in this country, you know, there are funds to be accessed from those pensions that you thought mightn't be available till you're 65. So check those out. They're a huge source of funding for people that, and I've seen it happen dozens and dozens and dozens of times with clients of ours where they forgot they had 12,500 euros when they used to work with ABC company in Little Island. And they worked there for 5 years and they contributed a pension and they walked out the gate into another company in Little Island, or they moved to someplace in Waterford or Dublin. So just have a little think about it. There may be little nest eggs there that you're not conscious of. There's a source of funding there. Okay. Other ways where you might be able to meet the cost of, you know, even if you are, let's say, you know, small and medium enterprise, you might be a sole trader, you might be registered for VAT, you might have a way of maybe using the business to purchase certain goods and certain items, possibly from your local stationer, or, you know, wherever you get your books and copy books and whatever. I mean, there might be a way that the company might be able, or the business might be able to buy or pay for certain elements of the back to school as a legitimate business expense. It could be down as stationery, stamps and postage. People start to use their imagination a little bit at this time of the year and see, as you said earlier, where can I get the money out of? I'm pulling money from all over the place. You know, even talk to your accountant, to your tax advisors. It's perfectly okay to possibly use, if you are self-employed, you're a painter, you're a decorator, you're a plumber, electrician, you might have a small little limited company business. You know, the limited company are quite entitled to purchase certain items of stationery and that, which just might be helpful for the back to school, you know.
Yeah.
So again, look, it's today's lesson is just about start thinking, start using your imagination. There's help out there, whether you're at the very, very bottom or you're right up at the top. There are, as they say, many ways to skin a cat. And there are many sources of funding and loans and stuff. Like, there might be a grandparent or there might be a neighbour. You know, there's no reason why a wealthy neighbour or friend isn't entitled to pay for an education fee. And it could possibly be tax deductible. So there are other areas there as well. I suppose we're really talking about the third level scene now where, you know, people mightn't, for some reason, mightn't be eligible for a grant. And there goes their chance of going to college. So there might be a friend or relative who might be, you know, a little bit better off than yourself, might be prepared to pay the fee. And that's tax deductible for them.
And it is a case of picking up the phone and asking. Do you know, it might necessarily be a neighbour or something like that, but pick up the phone, ring a financial advisor, or pick up the phone or contact if you need to, like, say, St. Vincent de Paul or something like that. I mean, it really is, if you genuinely are struggling when it comes to this time of year, and a lot of people do.
Yes.
Irrespective of what your income is, a lot of people struggle this time of year. Just pick up the phone and ask.
Pick up the phone, yeah. Don't put your head in your hands and think, poor me. Poor Johnny, poor Mary, they're not able to go to such and such because, you know, and I lost my job or my hours were cut or I've this or I've that or whatever. Just bull by the horns, pick up the phone, ask for help. It's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Mel, as always, thanks a million for coming down.
Thank you.
Go back to the good side of the county there. Get back over there to the
sunny
side.
The sunny southeast.
The sunny side. Go back to the Dacia side there. That is Mel Shanley of Quantum Live, and we'll get this up as a podcast later on for if you have missed it. Mel, as always, thanks a million. We'll chat to you next month.
Thanks, Linda. See ya.